Yerushalmi Brachos Staff Mem Vav. The Gemara ended yesterday with the halakas of when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Tainas Tzibur. When do you say? Do you say Rosh Chodesh? Do you say Yalav V'Yavo? Even if there's no Musaf, if it's a Tainas Tzibur, there's no Musaf. Would you say, where do you say, where's the halacha? What do you, which takes kedima, the Rosh Chodesh or the tainus aspect of it? The Gemara continues with that discussion. Rav Simon b'shem of Yeshua ben Levi, Shabbos shachol yos b'chanukah, Shabbos that falls out on Chanukah, hafapish ein musaf b'chanukah, maskir shol Chanukah b'musaf. And we know that if it's a regular Shabbos, so the, you know, it's a regular Shabbos, you have shachos and musaf. So we say alanisim in the morning chakras, and we would say Alanisim in Musaf. But we are on a regular day of Chanukah, there's no Musaf, so maybe there's a Svara that on Shabbos, Shachal B'Chanukah, Shachal Yos B'Chanukah, you shouldn't say Alanisim in Musaf because there's no Musaf for Chanukah. So just say it in chakras, because every day you say chakras, every day in the weekday you say Alanisim in chakras. But Musaf, since there's no Musaf in Chanukah, maybe you should not say, you don't say Alanisim in Musaf. This side of the Gemara has, Shita Machlokes. The Gemara is going to say that's Rav Simon Ben Yeshua Levi Shita. This is Be'etzim and Machlokes Amarayim in Bavli, in Masechta Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so here it's a Sakin Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, and over there in the Shabbos it's actually a Machlokes Amarayim. The Gemara says, Osivin Rosh Chodesh Chal Yos B'Shabbos. So if there we come out of Halacha, we extend the Halacha as well. Rosh Chodesh Chal Yos B'Socha. What happens if Rosh Chodesh fell out on Chanukah? Habishay Musa B'Chanukah. There's no Musa B'Chanukah. Maskir Shal Chanukah B'Musa. You would say the same Halacha. If you have Rosh Chodesh that comes out on Chanukah, not on Shabbos, do you say Alanisim in Musaf? Since there's no Musaf in Chanukah, the same Surah should apply, then maybe you should only say Alanisim in Chakras, because you say Chakras on a regular day, Alanisim on a regular day of Chanukah. But maybe Musaf, you don't say it on Musaf, you don't say it. And therefore, the Chiddush is telling you to say Malach applies, Osifan, just like we said it, Yeshua ben Levi said it by Shabbos Chanukah, so too, you say Alanisim on Shabbos, so too, you would say Alanisim in Rosh Chodesh Musaf as well. Is that Malach of Shimon Levi? Why the need a separate Halacha? Would this be a Chiddush? What is different than what would be the same Svara? So here again, you have the Acharonim that discuss this, that this would be an extra Chiddush, or why it's something more than that would be a Shabbos. We would think that maybe Shabbos is a separate Halacha, that the but doesn't apply on maybe on Rosh Chodesh would be not the same Chumer Dikadin as Shabbos. It shouldn't apply, but the halacha that applies on Shabbos as well. Again, the same thing halacha we have in Masechta Shabbos, that this halacha applies on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, the same halacha. Maraz Hashayda, though. Rosh Chodesh Achalios B'Tainus. Rosh Chodesh that came out on the Tainus, Eichin Maskir Shal B'Tainus. Rosh Chodesh. But how do you mention Musaf? Do you mention it on Tainus? Now, what is the Shayla? And we know that we don't have a Tainus that comes out on Rosh Chodesh. We're talking about, the Mefarshim explained, where you have a tainus that's made, a tainus seber that's made for a netzara, a tainus seber made for there's no rain, or things of the nature. So therefore, we do not say, we have such a case like that, we say Rosh Chodesh, obviously, in chakras. And the question is, do we mention Rosh Chodesh in a tainus musaf? Do we say musaf, where you're saying it, dafka Rosh Chodesh, would we also say anenu in musaf as well? What would be the Shaila? We have two different shitas here that Gemara is going to explain. If we say Anenu, and when we would say Anenu, would we, if we say it, in what bracha would we say Anenu? So the Gemara says, we have a machlokes. Rav Zeir Amar Yehuda. Rav Zeir says, you say it in the bracha of Maiden. Rav Amar Mamo says, Bavoida. You say it in the bracha of Ritzei. Ravina Amar Bracha Bravit. You say it in the bracha of Ravias. Here there's a major machlokes. Rishonim and Achronim, how to read this Gemara. The Charedim learns, like some of the Shittas Rishonim, that you change it, that you're talking about the It means bracha of revius, not the bracha of chamishas. You say the fourth bracha, Makadosh Yisrael Rosh HaKadoshim. And that bracha we say, because we have the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, which we say every day in every Shemoneh Esrei. We add on Rosh Chodesh, which is the fourth bracha, that we should say part of the fourth bracha. Or do we say as a separate bracha, Anenu as a separate bracha in itself? So the Gemara says, there's a Rishonim how to read this bracha. The Charedim learns the bracha, that learns the Gersa of the Gemara. As the Gemara says, it means Chamishas, it means the fifth. And the other Rishonim and the Rashmi Salo learned this bracha to be in the bracha of the fifth. We changed our bracha. Now the Gemara says that the Meinam Omer Bracha Revius Afkam Mishal Kodesh Omer Bracha Revius. That's what the Gemara learns, and the Charedim brings from the Rosh in Masechus Brachos that the Torah Soifer is for him, and the proper thing is it should be Chamishas, not Revius. A separate bracha and the Chamishas. The Shliach Tzibur, he's koveya bracha for himself, like we see every day, a separate bracha. A regular Shliach Tzibur, a regular day of Tainus, the Shliach Tzibur says the bracha in chakras, he adds on a bracha, Bengal or Rafa'enu. But a person only says it in Shemoneh Esrei, he says it later, and then there we have the Avodah that the Sail in the Kainus, so we don't add a separate bracha. And the Shliach Tzibur says that bracha. So the Gemara wants to know, in the Shliach Tzibur, when do you add this bracha? When do we say this halach? When do we add on the bracha? So we have one sheet that says hodah, and we're not. And here, the Rashmi Shalor has an arichas gadol, quoting the Rosh, and a machlokes Rosh in the Rashba, whether it is a Torah seif in the Yerushalmi. Should we change the gears to chamishas, or do we leave it as revius? And he learns how he explains both sheetas of the Kontri Rishonim, how we, these Rishonim are both in Masechus, in Bavli, and on Masechus Brachos, and the, both the Rashba and the Rosh, and he brings down to explain both Gersa. But the Charedim learns in the Gersa that with the Tosofa, we learn like the Rosh and says that we change the Bracha to a Bracha Chamishas. Okay, so we have one sheet that says Hodah, one sheet that says Bavoda, one sheet that says Recha Revius or Chamishas. And Rabbi Abba says, Mamatzinu B'chol Makom Ramim Recha Revius. We always say Recha Revius, Afkan Omer Recha Revius. Here too we say it, just like in any time we add the Bracha of Rosh Chodesh, we always say the Bracha of Rosh Chodesh as a separate Bracha in the fourth Bracha. So too over here, when we say Hanenu, we have to say it as an additional Bracha. We say Rosh Chodesh in the fourth Bracha. And Anenu, because it's a tinus, we add on in the fifth bracha would be the way the Rosh would learn, then Charedim learns that the Rosh would add on this Gemara. We would add on the bracha b'chomoko, and we always add on an extra bracha for the bracha. We'd add on an extra bracha here as well. Now the Gemara says, v'chein nofak avdo kahada de rababa. And the local ma'isa, we paskin according to the shita rababa. And again here, the Charedim, they all ask Akasha, what does he mean? Which Rababa does he mean? So, and the Charedim says that we say, we add on the Bracha, but the Gemara said, Nofagufta Hadar Rababa, says the Charedim, Maisa Shachal Rosh Chodesh Betainet Tzibur. There was a Maisa that Rosh Chodesh came out of Tainet Tzibur, and the Chachmei Adok Rababa. But the halacha, and we paskin the Maisa Rabbi Masechta Shabbos. Fake the Gemara, fake the Charedim, according to the Gemara. Yishtapik, is Rababa Miah? Which Rababa are we talking about? Is Rababa Bamamol that says Ba'avoida, you make the Bracha? Or the Bracha of Tainus? Or Idok Rababa Garvino that says Bracha Chamishas? Which one is it? So we start brought the Mech Rababa Bamamol, which is Ba'avoda. That is the way the Gemara comes, the way Charedim sees to learn, the way the Rush would come out, that we paskin like that Shita, Nifska Halacha, like Abba Mamo, that we make the bracha of where do we add this bracha on, is the bracha of Bavoda, is how we are naisiv, and that's how we would be naig in the halacha, the shita we come out. Now again, this is halacha according to the Dina de Gemara. Our halacha doesn't know gaya, because the way we don't paskin like that Gemara, we paskin that we do not make, there's no tainus that can come out on Rosh Chodesh. We are never koveya tainus sibra on Rosh Chodesh. So yet, in the final Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, that there is a Nogei Halakha of the Gemaisa, because if a person that comes out on Shabbos, and a person has, we know, the Halakha of Tainus Kalom, that a person, Aruch Chaim, in Simon Reish, Reish Pei Ches, Seif Vav, that a person has a Tainas Chalom. He has a Chalom and he wants to fast because it's a very disturbing Chalom. So then you go ahead and you fast even if it comes out on Shabbos. So then the question is, where do you say Anenu? So there it says again, the same Anenu, you say it in, do you make a separate bracha? Or do you say it in where the Shia Tzipa says V'Avoda? So the halach is we say it, we don't make a separate bracha. And we say it we incorporate it into the Shemoneh Esrei itself, and we don't make a bracha. That's what Baba Mamam. Well, that's where we pask in the halacha with Kaman Rogeya to our halacha lemaisa. Frek Tegmar, a similar kasha Makarin. What's the halacha when we have a Tainus and we have Rosh Chodesh? What kriya do we do? Again, we don't have today either. We don't have a Tainus that we said on Rosh Chodesh. But if it would be, which kriya do we do? Do we do the kriya of the Tainus? Or do we do the kriya of Rosh Chodesh? Makarin, which one do we do? So the Gemara says, "Amar Yosi Amakarin Brachos V'Klalos." We pask in our graph Yosi that we do the bracha of we read it Brachos Klalos. What does Brachos Klalos mean? The Brachos Klalos is the Rashi Shalua says this is the Parshas Kosai, which we don't read. Now today we don't read that. We would read bracha close parshas of bracha kosai and be doicher the kriya of Rosh Chodesh. Today we do not do bracha kosai. Our minug to do is to do the bracha of aichal, is the kriya of aichal. So memela, right? So the halacha is we only do if we don't have a kriya except a mincha. In other words, if it's a tainus and it's a regular day of tainus, we read the kriya of the day of the regular parsha shavua. On mincha, we make a separate kriya. We read parshas vayichal. So Mamela, the question is, which one would be doke? If it be Rosh Chodesh, what would we do? We read the kriya of Vayichal. Now the Gemara says we read Brachos L'Klos, but we don't do that today. We read the bracha of Vayichal. But we do that today, and that's because we don't have a separate kriya for Rosh Chodesh and Mincha. And therefore, the proper thing that look we do is that we read Vayichal, that would be the kriya that we would read. I don't understand. Why would you read a parsha of brachos v'klolos, the bracha of the tainus, the kriya of the tainus, over the bracha over the kriya of Rosh Chodesh? Umar said, we have to let people know it's a tainus. So Umar said, what's the reason why we read brachos v'klolos to let people know it's a tainus? But why would we have to do that? Revi and Malonon. When Umar says Revi and Ameyoyon, the Adona Daitenisa, what they used to do, the minig was the Gemara has that they used to have. They used to fall on their faces, but kriya on their hands and their feet as a kriya. That's what they used to do, but on the day of a takana on such a day of a tainus. So you know that already. So why do you have to read brachos for clothes to let people know it's a tainus? They just lied on their face. They prostrated themselves on the ground. The Pnei Moshe says the way he explains the Gemara's kasha. He said if you're doing it, the only reason to tell you it's because of tainus, beat me up. Ain't no fell paneim. Shekachi noga b'rosh kodesh. Shayu b'yom tainus. Ken yodin b'tainus. They know it's a tainus because they just pressed it on the ground. So why would you have to maturiko simon? Why do you have to have another simon to tell you the? Now what is this pressed? This Rashmi Salu explains that the roifs in our bitnam they used to lie in their stomach. The kriya umashtar spread out their hands and their legs, but in a stock of a kriya. So Mela, what do you have to do? So therefore, you should read the kriya of Rosh Chodesh, which is a kriya din daraisa, which we see according to Machlokes in the Gemara. That is a din daraisa. Mela, do that, and don't be afraid you're going to forget that it's a tainus, because you have to talk on them, which you lie on the ground, so we'll know that comes first. And the halacha of Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh and Tadar Godem. Rosh Chodesh comes every month. The tainus only comes once every very very rare to make a public tainus. So Mamela, there's no reason to do it. Don't undo the dalok of Tachin and Tadikodem, which is a rula halacha to do a kriya, which is to do a kriya to as a reminder when we already have a reminder anyway. So Amalei, so we said to Anthony Yossi and to Ramona, to tell you that's the proper kriya. It should let you know that the whole purpose of Tainus is to let you know that we're doing it for what he called. So to let you know, we should know that's the reason for it. In other words, the reason to tell you, says the Pnei Moshe, lo b'shvil simen lo dia, to let you know that this is that's a Tainus. But rather, to know the purpose of the Tainus, that the reason is a special reason for this, that when we do this, that we should go away, you should understand how significant this is. Lo diacha, to tell you, current feels Tainus, that you know, it's ain't time, the Kurm Brach, it's called Bishim lo yapit kurba, to let you know, mefarsim the cholam shat tzibim sanam atzarasam. But I'm not a bam, you should know how serious this Tainus is, that it's a Tainus tzibu that we have to make, that it's a serious thing, it's a serious thing, it's something very important. And really, it should be, we shouldn't forget that. And that, again, that trumps the idea of it's something that's more important. So the Gemara says, he disagrees and he says, no, we read Rosh Chodesh. We don't read clothes for clothes, we read Rosh Chodesh. So he disagrees with the Shita of Yossi. We don't do that. So come Yosi Rabbi Yosi, and he said to him, Amalei, Ach, Shemaz, Rebuk, Al Milsa. Did you hear from your father any halacha, Chiddush, like Abed halacha, Rosh Chodesh, whether we read Rosh Chodesh or not? What do we do? Amalei said to Rabbi Yosi, Apollo, Aviyomel, Cain, Elbetivadu. The halacha, we said, that the halacha of going ahead and worrying about Rosh Chodesh only said it where, but Ain Tov, in the place of Ain Tov. The people there do not know it's Rosh Chodesh. Karim Rosh Chodesh, that's why Rosh Chodesh. Hashem HaKamos, Karim Rosh Chodesh. Other places we read Kolos HaKolos. Now, the interesting is a completely opposite way to learn the Sugya. The difference between the Pnei Moshe and the Haredim learn exactly the opposite way to learn the Gemara. According to the Pnei Moshe, he learns that the luck was that they used to do it where? Only in a place where they ain't top. Dafka Shamo Yoidim, says the Pnei Moshe, Yoidim Avalach Rosh Chodesh. Did they know? Because they used to go ahead, Mefarsim Rosh Chodesh, in that very place. That's where they used to go Bench Chodesh. That's where the Beis Avad was, to declare Rosh Chodesh. So they knew it was Rosh Chodesh from there. And therefore, from there, they don't have to do Rosh Chodesh. There, you'd go ahead, so therefore, the halakas are to the top, there they would Mekadosh it. But any other place where you don't Mekadosh it, of course you have to do Brachos HaKolos, because then you don't, it's not Doicha Kriya. You have to go read the Kriya. But the Karedin learns just the opposite. He says, in that place of Ein Tov, Ein Kol Anshei Osu Mokam Loi B'nei Torah, they were B'nei Torah, like, yeah, maybe they didn't know what, they didn't know how to do with Kriya HaKodesh. They didn't know about Malach, they didn't know about Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, the Tainus came, they wouldn't even know it's Rosh Chodesh. They would read the Kriya, and they wouldn't know. Therefore, Badafka there, they should read the Kriya Rosh Chodesh, so they'll know that it's Rosh Chodesh. They won't make a mistake. And other places which have it, there you would read the Kol Brachos HaKolos, because there they know it's Rosh Chodesh. They're Tamid HaKalchomim, they know what to do. So therefore, but again, their Pnei Moshe, Rosh Mislow, says the other way around. But Antav is a place where the Mekadosh HaKodesh. And therefore, they knew, and therefore the halacha would be that the... therefore, Yudas father instituted halacha in that place over there, Rosh Chodesh, according to the Haredim, because they didn't know they were Amaratzim, they had to know the halacha. But the other Mefarshim, again, the Pnei Moshe, they end up said, no, it's a place where they were Mekadosh HaKodesh Dafka, and therefore they would read Rosh Chodesh, because that was the place where they knew Klor was Rosh Chodesh, because that's where the Mekadosh HaKodesh. And any place else where there was a suffix, they should go ahead and they would read, not read the Rosh Chodesh, they would read the Tam, and they wouldn't read the Tam of Rosh Chodesh. So that's him, you have really the two different machlokes HaKoyim would be a completely different gear. So do you say Al Yedei De'inun Yodin Rosh Chodesh? Do you say that the expression would be that because they knew it was Rosh Chodesh? Like the pshat is that therefore they were Makadosh HaKodesh here, and therefore they said Vadaik read Rosh Chodesh because this they knew it was Rosh Chodesh? Or exactly the opposite. Al Yedei De'inun Yedin, or they don't know that it's Rosh Chodesh. They were Amaratzim, the way the Haredim learns. And that's why they had to go ahead and Masakein over here, the Inyan of Rosh Chodesh. So we have two different ways to learn the Gemara, the Sugya of the Gemara. of whether we read Rosh Chodesh or we read other halachas. Again, it's not nogeya to us because we don't have any such halacha. We don't have any tainus that comes out of Rosh Chodesh. We don't, and therefore would never come out to a conflict, would be a conflict in this situation. Interesting, I saw that they bring down the Nosekilim on Shulchan Aruch, explained that the only thing that's nogeya to this, they quote the Ran, the only thing that's nogeya, this Yerushalmi on Halacha Lamaisa, is if Asura B'Tevus, which is the only tainus of the year that could ever come out on an Erev Shabbos. So the question is there, do you say when do you say the tainus, do you say Tachanun, and normally you say Tachanun, on a chakras and a mintka on a tainus. But normally if it's Erev Shabbos, we never say Tachanun on a mintka on Erev Shabbos. So because it's Samach L'Shabbos. So therefore the question is, what do we say? I said, do we say Tachanun on such a day? That's a Machlokes in Akhroinim, in the Halakha Shulchan Aruch or not, and the Maisa, we paskin Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber paskins, unlike those other Shitas Rishonim, that we do not say Tachanun on Esor B'Tevus B'Mincha, even though it's a Tainus, if it comes out on Erev Shabbos. Mara says, and Allah, you want something to tell me? The Sefer asked the Rabbi Yemiya Shaila, Rosh Chodesh Kabbalah Yemiya Shabbos. You have Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, which comes out, we just had this year, we just had it now, Makayre, we had a Shabbos Chanukah Rosh Chodesh. Makayre, which one do we read? Do we read the Rosh Chodesh, or do we read the Kriya of Shabbos? The Parsha of Shavua. Amalei Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, and we don't read the Parsha of the Shavua. Again, we don't do that. Of course, today we read Parsha of Shavua. We just go ahead and after. So what was the Shaila that he had? And this, they have a Shaila in the Bavli. This Mar Megillah discussed this Shaila. And they have the same thing there in their Rishonim to discuss the Shaila. Is he asking to do away with the entire Kriya of Shabbos? Or is he asking, no, to do which, the Mafti and Aftira, do we do away with the regular week, or do we do Shabbos? Which one takes precedence? But we are, of course, Halacha L'Maaseh, we do not ever change. We always have the Parsha Shavua, even though we just had now, the Shabbos, we had Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. We read the Kriya, which we can discuss in a minute, the Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, but we never do away with the Parsha Shavua. We always read the Parsha Shavua unless it comes out of the actual Yom Tov itself. So the Gemara's Kasha, it really would be, if Rosh Chodesh is the din of a Yom Tov, do we do away with the Parsha Shavua as if we do, if Yom Tov is Chal B'Shabbos, we do away with the Shabbos Kriya, would it be the same thing as well or not? So Lamai said, that's the Gemara Shaila. Comes in on Shabbos, do we do away with the Kriya of Shabbos or not? That was a Shaila he had. So the Gemara says, we paskins halacha b'Rosh Chodesh, and we take a Shabbos. I'm Rav Chel b'Kumi Rav Ami, said halacha, masisun amarkei, the Mishnah says, l'kol mafsikin, l'Rosh Chodesh, we stop for all halachas, all Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah Purim, we do not read the thing, the Mishnah, the Masechet Megillah, the Gemara discusses the Shaila, whether we go ahead and nogeya, do we read the Parsha of Shabbos at all? How do we read this? Again, we interpret the Gemara as reading the Haftarah. We question, where do we read the Mafsik? For Purim, a Shabbos, Chanukah. But we never Mafsik, the actual Kriya of Shabbos, to go ahead and to do this. The question, how do we read the Gemara Shaila there? Is the Gemara Shaila on the actual Kriya of the Parsha Shavua? Or is it only on the nogeya to the Maftir and Haftarah, whether we incorporate that or not? That's really what the Gemara Shaila is, Halacha L'Maisa. Says the Gemara, Yitzchak Ojal Yitzchak, he asked him a Shaila. Rosh Chodesh Bal Yot B'Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Yot B'Chanukah, like we had this year, we had now, Makarit. We had on Sunday Rosh Chodesh Teves, that was B'Chanukah. Makarit, what do we read? Do we read, which one do we read? Do we read Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh? Or do we do a combination? What's the halacha? Which one do we do? So Gemara says, "I'm laying on Shloshim Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Chanukah." We three first three aliyahs are Rosh Chodesh, and the last one is Chanukah. The last one is Chanukah. The last aliyah is Chanukah. So Gemara says the same thing would apply here. What do we do? What's the shaila? Same lumnus. Same Gemara and Megillah has the same shaila. Tadshen Tadi Kodam Rosh Chodesh comes first. Chanukah is once a year. Or do we say Chanukah? Kpasumini says Adiv. Which one would we say? Which one comes first? The Gemara says Rosh Chodesh is three. You do three Rosh Chodesh because that's the Iker Tatar there, and Chanukah one for Chanukah. Gemara says, but Gemara says, no, because Basim disagrees. Rabbi Yoshua Bnei Abnei Kaifa, courage, shlosh, b'kana 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 b'kana. Chanukah is first, but Sumi Nizam Chodesh is last. The Yachshel Barvi, Elamach Mosh Chodesh. To tell you that the first one only came because of Rosh Chodesh, which means that the fourth Ali, we only calling up the extra one because of Tashin and Dakodim. The halacha is that Tashin and Rosh Chodesh should come first. He says, no, since Rosh Chodesh is only three Aliyahs normally, Chanukah is a fourth Aliyah. So we're putting up the fourth Aliyah especially for Chanukah. So therefore, it's that message that we're putting up an extra one for Chanukah is that, excuse me, for Rosh Chodesh, Dafka, is to tell you, therefore, we're giving the majority is going for Chanukah. And one is going to tell you that that last one is Dafka for the halacha of, even though it's normally Tashin and Dakodim, it's going up for Rosh Chodesh. So we have a machlokes between these two Amorayim as to how, what the Seder Hayom should be. Gemara says, Bashamya Safra Shal Ramon. Bashamya Safra asked Ramon Ashaila. Hagatzmu, I'm going to ask you a question. Gemara says, Shachal Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Yos B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah falls out on Shabbos, like we had now. For Lo Shivan and Kurin, but don't we go ahead and read regular? Don't we read this from Rosh Chodesh? In other words, we go ahead, according to what we said before the Mandiyama, that we don't read the Parsha Shvua, but that we said before that we're doicha the Parsha Shvua. When we read on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we read only Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, if that's what we do, so it comes out, then we read Rosh Chodesh, how could you say, how could you go ahead? It doesn't make sense. If a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we only read Rosh Chodesh. So now you're telling me, now you just said your Shita is the what? That we read three Chanukah and one Rosh Chodesh to tell you, how could you say such a thing? If we knock out the whole Shabbos Kriya because of Rosh Chodesh, then surely if we should knock out Chanukah and Shabbos, it should be three of Rosh Chodesh and one of Chanukah, not the other way around. How could you say that the last one should be Rosh Chodesh, the Koyach Rosh Chodesh? So Gemara says, Rav Shalomi said, Shalitu l'safra. When I asked this question to all the Chachamim, nobody had an answer. Now one of them could give me an answer. They felt it was a good question. None of them had an answer. So Amalei Ramana said to him, Chada Shalta l'safra. You ask a question that's roi for a Talmud Chacham. It's a good question. And Mamela, therefore, the halacha is a good question. And therefore, L'chaira, we knocked out the sheet that says three Rosh Chodesh and one Chanukah. And therefore, Gemara says, what should we do? Gemara says, we therefore have to be, halacha should be, that we do not, we don't go, like you said, three Chanukah, one Rosh Chodesh, the title halacha lo bar via the makos Rosh Chodesh, but rather the shita is the halacha, because the chomer of the question, the strength of your question, is taka halacha lemaisa, is it's three Rosh Chodesh and one Chanukah, and that is how we're knowing halacha lemaisa. That's the maskana in Masechas in the Bavli, and that's the maskana here as well. Would be the same thing over here as well. Says the Charedim that the Shalas Rav Gmar say asked him a question. No one had an answer. So he told him, "Your kasha chacham, you're a chacham, and you're asking good." And Adin therefore the emes is that the proper halacha is shlosh rekodesh and echad b'chanaka. That's the halacha in pasuk Abavli and maskilu v'elu rosh kodesh ikar, and that's the way we're knowing here as well. That is the way the psak of the Bavle and the psak of the Rishonim here. This is the maskana of the Yerushalmi, and this is the way we're noyeg today to do it. That way, that we read three and then one the Chanukah and the Yom Chanukah, and that's the proper way. Anhaga, even though there are those who are noyeg, they do it differently. But that is this. That is the halacha we paskin according to our shitas, where we paskin the maskana of the Bavli and the maskana of the Yerushalmi. Stop over here.